This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Hi, it's Pamela Wilson, and you're listening to Hit Publish, where I cover simple ways to get better results with your online business. Today's episode is going to help you roll out the red carpet for your website visitors. We're talking about homepages today, and it's where you'll make that all-important first impression. There are certain things that should definitely be on your homepage, and there are a few things that you should avoid like the plague. If you're not sure which is which, don't worry. You will definitely know by the time we're through. In today's episode, you'll hear what surprising factors should influence the content on your homepage. You'll also discover the crucial question that you should ask to figure out what to put on that homepage. And we'll tell you about the major resource hog that you should definitely avoid and how to give your visitors just enough information to make them want to keep clicking. I want to thank you for downloading this podcast, and I want to thank Rainmaker FM for hosting it. Are you ready to throw open the doors to your website with a homepage that rocks? Let's hit publish. Hit Publish is brought to you by the Rainmaker platform, which handles all the technical elements of a good online business, including design, content, traffic, and conversion. To check it out, head over to rainmaker.fm/platform and get started building your online business. First up today is Brian Clark. It's very easy to look around at other website homepages and just create a copycat page that features the same elements that you see. But that's really not the best approach. You want to be a bit more strategic about it than just copying what someone else has done. Brian Clark has set up dozens of effective homepages in his time, so I wondered if he would share how we can figure out what exactly to feature on our homepages.
Well, of course, that depends, which tends to drive people crazy, but there is a way to determine it, and it's really based on your business objectives and where your business is at this time. For example, when I first started Copyblogger in 2006, the homepage was a blog. That was, in essence, the whole site, and so you had content in reverse chronological order on the homepage. You had a sidebar that was very much focused on getting people to subscribe by email, or back in those days, RSS. And that's what I was trying to do. I was focused on creating content to build an audience. And then later, because I at that time had no products and services, I wanted to learn from the audience and figure out what they want, what they need, and then create that thing. So if you are a company that already has products and services, you have to do a different analysis. And we can look at the evolution of the Copyblogger homepage for some guidance there. When we originally shifted away from a blog homepage to a static homepage that featured products and other key things that we wanted to highlight, it kind of made a fuss in the blogging world, but only because I don't think a lot of bloggers think like business people, but when you're coming at it as a business person, you have priorities. The only thing that I want to warn against is if you're just getting started with content marketing and building an audience, you should focus more on content and getting that person to your audience as opposed to immediately pitching products and services, because that's what everyone does, and that's why people tend to hit a website and leave. And even if you have great content, if you're not really focusing on getting them to raise their hand and follow you by email or some way where they don't have to remember to come back, there's a good chance you're never going to see them again. So no matter what stage you're at, products or services or not, when you're getting rolling, you really have to focus on building the audience first. because once they're in your audience, they're going to get to know what you have to offer as far as products and services. You can make even explicit offers to them if you're having a promotion or a special, or just want to highlight how you can help. But again, if you don't get them onto a list, you're not going to probably see them again. So a good contrast to the way the Copyblogger homepage looks now, which has two different options of website services, Rainmaker and Synthesis. We offer a whole bunch of free ebooks, which is our primary list building strategy. And then we kind of pull through some content from the actual blog page at the bottom of the homepage. But if you look at my new email newsletter project, which is much like Copyblogger 9 years ago, has no business model. It's all about content and building an audience. And it's just headline, paragraph of text, and an opt-in form. There is one thing I want people to do, and that's to join the audience.
And that's further.net, right? For anyone who's curious?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, great. Very interesting to be able to contrast those two approaches and to know that it's all about the stage your business is at and your priorities at the moment and making sure your homepage kind of reflects those.
Absolutely. But still, when you're not sure, always focus on content and audience first, because if you do that, you get the chance to talk about products and services.
What do you think about Brian's recommendation to think about your business objectives and also to consider where your business is at right now? Brian also recommended that we focus on building our audiences first before we start making them offers right on our homepage. Next, we're going to hear from Sonia Simone. There are a few basic elements that every homepage should have, no matter what business you're in. And Sonia is always a great person for helping us to meet the needs of our website visitors first. So I asked her if she would share with us what are a few crucial elements that every homepage should have.
This is a really interesting question. It's almost a philosophical question because it is going to depend on your context. Because for me, the most important thing, any homepage for any context, business, nonprofit, whatever it might be, it has to let the visitor know that they're in the right place. So the most important thing you can do is make sure that that visitor knows, okay, this is the kind of place I want to be on the web for the problem I'm trying to solve or the issue that I'm trying to look into. So the first element is just make sure the design looks good. It doesn't look dated. It doesn't look outdated or dodgy or fly-by-night, anything like that. That's just a kind of a given. It has to make you feel good and please your eye right when you get there so you feel comfortable. The other thing, normally, you will have some kind of a site name and tagline that will just give people some idea of what they're there for. So, you know, if you are in health and fitness, you need to have some language there about what kind of promise you make for your health and fitness, because there are a lot of different approaches to that topic. If you are talking about relationships, then they have to be able to see right away, okay, this is the site where we talk about relationships. Now I understand where I am. Other than that, there are a lot of ways people go with homepages, and we've done all different kinds of things at Copyblogger. I mean, we've done for a long time, and a lot of times this is a great way to go. We had the blog as the homepage. We led with content. First thing you saw when you went to copyblogger.com, bam, you were right into some interesting piece of content that was just going to pull you right in and get you reading and get you going. And that's a great strategy. We didn't switch from that strategy until, you know, we had, you know, quite a name. And quite a lot of readers and a lot of traffic. So I'm a big fan of that one myself because content, you know, is so useful for just helping people know who you are and what you do. Right now, the homepage is a little more featured on some of the products we offer because a lot of people don't necessarily know that Copyblogger Media is a company that makes software and makes education. And so gives people an opportunity to find out more about that. I think for me, at the end of the day, what goes on your homepage really depends so much on the context that people are coming to you and what you are there to help them out with. And so that's what I would like you to think about. What is it the people who are coming to me for what I do, maybe I'm a chiropractor, or maybe I'm a freelance writer, or maybe I'm a shoe store. You know, the people who are coming to you, what do they need when they get to your site? What is it that they need from you? And what do they need first and foremost? And use that and kind of work backwards from there. So it's really about what your audience needs to start to warm up to you and think you're awesome and stick around and find out more about you. And that's the key thing that your homepage really needs.
So Brian told us how to plan our homepages, and Sonia talked about what to include and also recommended that we think about what our audience needs when they get to our homepage. Now it's time for a cautionary tale, and that's why I rang up Brian Gardner to ask him, when it comes to designing homepages, what are three things that we should never ever do?
So there are, among many things I suggest not doing on a homepage, three that stand out. Staying away from sliders is by far one of the ones I tell people to do the most. Stay away from sliders. Not only do they convert fairly poorly, they're also a resource hog on your website.
All right, so no sliders. We want to stay away from sliders. They pull the resources of your website and don't convert. So stay away from sliders. So what should we do instead of a slider?
You know, the hero area is kind of the new design terminology for a full-width image that has some opening text and a pretty substantial call to action. Those convert much better, are highly effective, and really are better eye catchers.
And they don't pull as many resources, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's next? So we stay away from sliders. What other things should we avoid when it comes to designing our homepages?
Now, this is something that's a little bit close to me, which is a person who's into minimalist design. I definitely feel strongly about this. The overuse of fonts and colors and sizes throughout a homepage is definitely a problem. Far too many websites I've come across have a number of different fonts, a number of different colors, and font sizes that are just inconsistent throughout the page. And it's very distracting to me. When I have too much coming at me at once, I'm not quite sure what to focus on, or maybe I'm even getting mixed signals sent to me because of the overuse.
So pare down your fonts, pare down your colors, keep things pretty consistent, it sounds like.
Yes, that is correct.
And then what's the third thing that we should never do that we need to stay away from?
I've seen this happen a number of times. Too much content. Now, as a content marketing company, we like to say that content is a good thing, and it is. On the front page of a website, I have a feeling that people fill space to fill space, and that's very distracting and really doesn't go towards the goals of many people. Marcus Sheridan of the Sales Lion says the purpose of the homepage of a website is to get the visitor to page two. Now, breaking that down and going back to the too much content, you don't want your homepage to be page two. In other words, you want to give them as much information as they need to keep coming into the website.
So don't hit them over the head with too many things on the homepage.
Yeah, you know, it's awfully distracting and hard to consume so much information. And it's just much easier to just put home your point and allow access to the things that they can go deeper into.
Brian Clark, Sonia Simone, and Brian Gardner all believe that we should tailor our homepages to our audience's needs. Make sure you're answering those basic questions with the elements that you choose to put on your homepage. I hope that you're looking at your homepage with fresh eyes today. Here are my questions for you. Take a step back from your homepage and ask yourself, does every element you're featuring really pull its own weight? And better yet, see if you can have someone who's in your target market sit down with your homepage and let you know what questions they have after seeing it. Ask them what's confusing to them. Use this feedback to improve your homepage. Create a welcoming red carpet experience for your website visitors. This is Pamela Wilson, and I want to thank you for being a downright stylish Hit Publish subscriber. Help others to find Hit Publish. Head over to iTunes and leave a rating and a review. Bye until next time, and remember to take action and hit publish.